Welcome. In this advanced DJ tools lesson, you're going to build a performance-ready bass that delivers a clean sub, driving mid-range grit, and dynamic pumping. Exactly what we mean by Wilkinson Edit, drive a bass pressure from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for rave lace tension. I'll talk you through the whole process, from the three-layer instrument rack to a parallel audio effect rack, mapped macros, and a resampling workflow so you can drop this into a set. Before you start, set your project tempo to a drum and bass range, 174 to 176 BPM, so LFOs and sidechain timing feel authentic. That phrase, Wilkinson Edit, drive a bass pressure from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for rave lace tension, is your goal. Let's build it. Lesson overview first. You'll make a three-chain instrument rack, sub, mid-growl, and high grit. Then you'll add an audio effect rack with clean, distorted, and pumper chains. We'll map five performance macros, drive, pump amount, mid-presence, low level, and a chain selector, and finish by resampling the result into a DJ-ready loop. Step 1. Create the instrument skeleton. Create a new MIDI track and name it Drive Bass. Drag an instrument rack into the track. Inside the rack, create three chains and name them Sub, Mid, and High Grit. We'll design each chain to occupy its own frequency space. Sub chain. Clean low foundation on the sub chain load operator. Set oscillator at assign. Pause tune 0. Fine tune slightly around -0.1 to tighten the tone. Turn oscillators B and C off. Use operator's 24 dB low pass filter with cutoff near 120 Hz and low resonance. Shorten the amp envelope. Very short attack, full sustain, and a release between 60 and 140 milliseconds depending on the groove. Place an EQ8 after operator and add a steep low pass around 150 Hz if you need to remove mid bleed. Finally, add utility and set width to 0% for the lowest octave to keep the sub, phase coherent and club safe. Mid-chain, driving growl on the mid-chain load wavetable. Choose an aggressive wavetable with harmonic content, duo saw, bite, or a similar table. Set unison to 3 voices and a small detune between 0.02 and 0.08. Use a bandpass or low pass with drive for the filter. Set cutoff in the 400 to 1200 Hz range depending on taste. Add a moderate filter envelope with attack up to 50 milliseconds, decay 2 to 400 milliseconds, and sustain around 0.6 to 0.8. Use a slow wavetable position LFO sync to 1/4 or 1/8, and set the amount low so the harmonics move subtly. Add saturator in soft clip mode and a small drive, then overdrive, then erosion for aliasing grit. Keep dry/wet mixes conservative so the mid remains controlled. High grit chain. Top texture and presence on the high grit chain load simpler and pick a short noise sample, brown or white noise, or a metallic hit. High pass this chain between 3 and 6 kHz and keep its level low. Add auto filter with a bandpass or high pass and map the cutoff to a short LFO at 1/8 to create rhythmic sizzle and presence. Balance and frequency split. Use the instrument rack's chain selector and gain offsets, so the sub sits around 6 to 10 dB lower than the mid. On each chain use EQ8 to carve masks. Sub under 120 Hz, mid between 120 and 2000 Hz, high above 2000 Hz. These carved bands keep the bass powerful without mud. Parallel effect rack for drive and pumping. After the instrument rack, insert an audio effect rack and create three chains, clean, distorted, and pumper. Clean chain, blue compressor lightly and an EQ8 for tonal balance. Distorted chain, chain saturator, overdrive, and redux for subtle bit reduction. After those, add an EQ8. Map one macro, drive, to control saturator and overdrive drive amounts together so one knob increases grit across the chain. Optionally, add drum bus after overdrive for extra transient character, and map its frequency and distortion to a macro for live tweakability. Pumper chain. Use a compressor with sidechain enabled. Feed a kick bus or a routed kick trigger into the sidechain input. Set attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release around 40 to 100 milliseconds, and a ratio between 3 and 6 to 1. Map the compressor threshold to pump amount macro so you can dial the pump in and out. Macro mapping for performance. Map the following macros for live use. Macro 1, drive, controls saturator and overdrive drive. Macro 2, pump amount, controls the pumper compressor threshold and can scale auto filter LFO depth. Macro 3, mid presence, controls wavetable filter cutoff plus a mid EQ boost. Macro 4, low level, controls utility gain on the sub chain. Macro 5, chain selector, switches between clean, distorted, and full chains. Calibrate ranges so small knob moves are musical. For example, Map drive so 0 to 60 gives subtle warmth, and 60 to 127 introduces aggressive grit. Add motion and tension tools, place an auto filter after the audio effect rack as a master sweep, low pass with a tasteful resonance. Sync its LFO to 1/4 and map sweep depth to the pump amount macro so pumping and filtering react together. For pitch tension, add a short pitch envelope in Waveatable or use a MIDI pitch device before the instrument rack to drop pitch briefly at note start. Map the depth to a macro. Final polish and resampling workflow. Lightly use multiband dynamics to tame low mids, so pressure stays consistent. Add a final EQ8 and roll off below 28 Hz. For export, ensure the sub chain's utility width is set to 0 only for the sub frequencies. To resample, create an audio track set to resampling or route the drive bass output to a dedicated audio track. Record a loop of 8 to 16 bars while you manipulate macros to capture a performance ready edit. Consolidate and crop to a 2 to 4 bar loop, or drop into simpler for a one shot. Export WAV at 24-bit and 44.1 or 48kHz for DJ use. Common mistakes to avoid: don't over distort the sub. Keep heavy distortion on mid and high chains or in parallel. Always carve frequency masks for sub, mid, and high, or the bass will sound muddy. Tune side chain release to tempo too fast and the pump clicks. Use redux and bit reduction subtly or it becomes fatiguing. Always check mono compatibility. Keep sub frequencies mono with utility width set to 0 under about 120 Hz. And finally, don't map too many parameters to a single macro without scaling ranges, or you'll get abrupt, unmusical jumps. Pro tips: use a short downward pitch dip on the transient for an aggressive slap. Save two rack variations. Edit soft and edit hard for quick set changes. Slightly detuned unison on the mid layer gives perceived loudness without boosting sub. When resampling for DJ sets, record macro moves in one pass so then audio already contains the dynamics you'll want. For extra character, try amp and cabinet in the distorted chain, then tame the top end with EQ. Keep a macro map to erosion or a noise dry slash wet so you can add texture in builds and remove it for drops. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes, set tempo to 174 BPM. Build the 3-chain instrument rack, sub, mid, high. Set up an audio effect rack with clean, distorted, and pumper chains and map 3 macros, drive, pump, mid presence. Program a 2-bar MIDI pattern using root notes with 16th or 32nd stabs. Record an 8-bar performance, where you raise pump amount from 0 to 70% over 4 bars, then snap drive from 20% to 90% at bar 5 to create a surge, your live Wilkinson edit moment. Resample the 8-bar performance, trim it to 2 to 4 bars, and save that loop for DJ use. Recap: you've built a live-ready bass that balances a clean sub with aggressive mid-range drive and controlled pumping, delivering the Wilkinson edit. Drive a bass pressure from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for rave-laced tension. Use instrument rack splitting, parallel audio effect racks, mapped macros, and resampling to make a powerful, playable tool. Protect the sub, distort mids in parallel, map expressive macros for fast control, and always check your sub's mono and phase before export. Final checklist for DJ export: keep the sub mono under about 120 Hz. Don't brickwall limit unless you want maximum loudness. Leave 6 to 12 dB headroom on the master. Export a loop plus a long tail version, label files with key and BPM, and save notes about macro states used during the resample for recall. That's it. Build the rack, map the macros, record a performance, and you'll have a compact, DJ-friendly weapon for instant tension in your sets.